Hey, did you watch the 5 videos that we did on the clues? If not, I recommend going back and doing that. And I'll tell you, just so that you'll know if it's stuff you'll be interested in, these are clues that you're not powerless, that you have this massive connection to something real. Even if you don't know the word God or spirit or source, where we came from, it doesn't make any difference. It's still there, and you're still connected. It's a source of life. It's unconditional love. It's beyond description. Massive power. And apparently, in this dream that it's projecting into consciousness, where we're playing the characters, the power of God can be directed through people. That's us. Anybody who can become, to some degree, self-aware can have access to that. And the bad guys that are trying to control the world right now, that are controlling it, are pumping fear and despair and hopelessness and antagonism and condemnation and every negative emotion you can imagine. They're putting a lot of energy because they know that what we're talking about in these 5 clues, they already knew that, and they know it's right, it's true. And they said, we can use this for darkness. And that's exactly what they're doing. You know, we've talked about before, the atmosphere around the planet is made up not just of physical components and gases and nitrogen, mostly on the physical level, and oxygen and a little bit of CO2 and trace gases. But that's not all there is there. There's energy, there's frequency, there's consciousness generating emotion. And it's showing up as spontaneous thought patterns on the planet. That's why there's so much fear spread everywhere now, because the dark rulers are just pouring it in, using the exact principles that we've talked about in these clues, but for evil instead of for good. But they know that light is way stronger than dark, because light is real and darkness is a temporary smokescreen where you don't see the reality. And they need to keep us unconscious. It's the only way that they can stay in control. And it's really better for them if we wake up, because where they're going for themselves is not good either. And you're the hope of the whole planet. And why? Because you're not one person out of 8 billion walking around this little helpless body that can only do a few things. You're connected to limitless spirit. So where's the obstacle that's preventing this from flowing through and healing the world like so many people have wanted to do? So many great songs about it. Nobody's done it. That's all small-scale stuff, giving clues like we talked about, that people can do amazing things. Miracles, which just means laws of nature you don't understand, can happen through us, but only to the degree that we're open to them, that we get the fake programming out of our way, which is being poured into us every moment. That has to be removed and replaced with limitlessness and receptivity to God, whatever you call it or don't call it, again, is not the issue. It's real connection. It's not belief that we'll ever do this. It's experiential connection on a deep level. You know, all the clues that we talked about, the 5 clues that I hope you can name at this point and that you understand to some degree, they have this common element, and that's the people demonstrating them got into a frame of mind, an emotional frame of mind, an emotional reality, that they were already there in a situation that had not shown up on the physical level yet. It's just like the grain of faith that was represented by the mustard seed that was said to move mountains. You have that available. We all do. But we're blocked from accessing it by this negative programming that's being poured out on us in a huge program for total destruction all the time. We're going to have to overcome that. But you don't do it by fighting it. You do it by connecting to something way stronger that's on a whole other level. It's what people call God. Unlimited love, unconditional love. And you can't imagine it, so how do you do it? Just like in the clues, the reason they're called clues is they're supposed to give us an idea of how to do this. And I need your help, because who's to say which one of us is going to get there first and help everybody else? You will probably be way better at this than I am. And I mean, I'm nothing so far, or the world would be changed already, right? So we're all attempting to help each other get there. And it's not a negative kind of competition where you want to push the other person down so you look better. This is the kind of competition where you want to help everybody. So yeah, please get there before me. Do it now. Otherwise, what's the point of all these videos and the talking about the clues? It's just another observation. Oh yeah, interesting video. You know, so many people saw that video about the five doctors, the already done doctors that Greg Braden made available for more people. And they just said, well, that's really interesting. That's amazing. Hopefully we'll see something like that sometime. They didn't get it. The point of the clue is use the clue. If you're on an Easter egg hunt, use the clue to find where the egg is, you know, or a treasure hunt, or whatever you want to compare it to. Use the clue. The clock is ticking. You remember that old black and white TV series in the 50s and 60s called Beat the Clock, where they had to do some weird task, climb up a ladder and put an egg on top of a clock, or, you know, whatever. And then they get a free refrigerator, which was a massive prize at that time. You know, and you want an incredible refrigerator worth $99. It's amazing. Well, you're a contestant in Beat the Clock, for real. I'm not kidding. I'm not just saying that to, you know, make an interesting comparison. You are in the real Beat the Clock now. You're going to win the prize, okay? But I want you to do it in this lifetime, right soon now. I want you to use your time now. And I'm not just putting it on you. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm putting all my effort into, you know, between club meetings, which are on Saturdays. And you can come there if you get, you know, pretty serious about helping us do this. Between the meetings, all during the week, my attention is just pouring into what can I do. It's added to the research that I'm doing all week on physical things you can do with diet and exercise and grounding and sunlight and sleep and all this important stuff. But more and more, the emphasis is changing toward consciousness. And I realized today, again, that all these great health teachers that have inspired me so much, you know, early ones, Jack LaLanne, Paul Bragg, you know, so many that it would take the whole video to list them. They told you things to, you know, about organic food and about fasting and detox, and fasting is the detox system that's built into your body, and how to use it, and how to use, you know, getting rid of the GMOs and workouts tailored to your body and your condition. All these things are really valuable, but they only get to a certain point. At a certain age, all these health teachers, you know, it could be people like me, for example, get to a certain point and they just start falling apart. I mean, I've already had a near-death experience twice in the last couple of months from this frequency attack that was directed at me. I almost didn't get to make these videos and was off camera totally for a while and stopped the interviews, as you noticed. So what's missing is, even without specific attacks, all these teachers get to a point where they get to a certain age, and no matter how great of a health teacher they were, I'm sorry for the airplane noise. It's a beautiful, clear day with no chemtrails. It's a helicopter, actually. They're all out doing tours, even above the wilderness here. Sorry, but I want you to hear me. All these health teachers gave wonderful advice, you know, how to get rid of the junk food in your diet, how to get off drugs, how to kill your addictions, escape them. Wonderful stuff. And then they got to a certain age and they start looking terrible and they go off camera. I mean, I already look terrible compared to what I should look like if I was mastering this stuff. And they all get to this point where they just fall apart. And I'm thinking, wow, these are great health teachers. What is the message here? What did they miss? What did I miss? What did we all miss? And where I'm at right now with understanding it is it's an aspect of consciousness. You know, I'm not saying we shouldn't leave this world at the end of our lifetime. I'm saying you shouldn't have to do it by physically falling apart. That's ridiculous. Massive suffering. It's not normal. It's not the normal that we forgot long ago. You should be, when you're done with your lessons here and your experiences and what you agreed to go through, you leave, and it's not a bad thing. In fact, being here is the hard part. In my experience, I remember not being here. And this is way harder. If anybody's dead, it's all of us down here running around in a fog, acting like zombies and unaware of who we are. It's not the people who have left. That's another long diversion. Sorry, I don't want to get off track. So the point is, why, you know, leaving is okay when you're done with your lifetime. That should be smooth and easy and voluntary. And you just get told by angels or whoever's in charge in your case, okay, you're done. Let's go to your next destination. You don't, in quotes, die, okay? I'm telling you that from experience. I've gone through it consciously, and that's not what happens. You go, you change form, you get lighter and higher frequency, and, you know, other things happen. But you're not, like, gone. You're not destroyed. No, you can't be destroyed because you're not the costume you're wearing. You're spirit. You're not physical. You're a vibrating frequency consciousness experiencing life on these different levels. Right now, you're in one of the really difficult ones. It's called the physical world, physical universe. And it's very trying, especially in an age like this. So I thought, since we're here, let's make it better. How do we make it better? Well, let's see. I tried calling our congressman. That didn't work. They've hired people who know nothing, who have no opinion, whose job is to make sure you never reach the congressman or woman. That's true with most of the reps, so-called representatives. And protesting and demonstrating, and some of these things are important. I'm not saying don't call. You know, Dr. Labo and others have demonstrated that if the reps get millions of emails or calls, sometimes they feel pressured to act like they care. And that's a good thing. But it's not near enough. What's the missing ingredient? And that's the subject we're talking about. Not just to say, oh, that's the missing ingredient. That's interesting. Uh-uh. That's a waste of our time doing these videos. The point is, you see the missing ingredient, you find out how to use it, and then you act. Otherwise, you're just burning up time. I'm talking to you personally, not all the other people listening to this video. I'm talking to you. We're the same. We're connected. We're family. We're closer than family. We're one actor playing two roles. It's a deep subject. That's why you can love the other person as yourself, because it's real. It's true. It's not a stretch. So back to the point. From the five clues, what I got from them, and you can see what you get if you really pay attention. There's an element of reality that is created in the people that demonstrate any of these clues successfully. Bankston's mice, I've talked to Bankston several times, and he had to get to a point where he experienced that those mice were already healed. Otherwise, nothing happened. And yet this is not being done on a large scale. I've talked to people using that method and they haven't clicked into what would really, what I see this could become. And we need it now. I mean, our rulers are moving quickly toward our destruction and their own. Intentionally, that's the point of their agenda. We don't have time to waste. We don't have today to waste. Nothing. No minutes they're all super valuable beyond price. So I want you to use them. I want me to use them. I'm really trying to do that between PHC meetings and then come back and share what you and what I did during the week. Otherwise, you're just burning up weeks and then you leave your lifetime and you say, wow, God, what did I do? I thought 100 years or 50 years or whatever my lifespan is was going to be long. It isn't long at all. Why didn't you tell me? And God says, it was obvious. You didn't pay attention. So I'm saying, you're still here. Don't underestimate the value of whatever time we've got left. Use it well. You're brilliant inside. You're not dumb. That's the programming that our rulers are just pouring over us day and night. It's not true. So back to what the clues meant, the lesson of the clues. The people who did them, like the already done doctors in China, which I'm calling the most important in a way. They're all important, but in a way I'm choosing this one as the most important. They did not just do the chanting. Chanting was a tool they used to help them. Already done, already done, already healed. That would not do anything by itself. There's no magic words that do anything. But the energy you put in them does. That's why the words seem powerful. So they were able to get to a point, which is very rare right now in humanity, where, yeah, to them it was done. Not in theory, not in thought, not in belief. They experienced it. What does that mean? There's a level of belief that they accessed that we're not getting a hold of. That is as far as I've seen for the missing link right now. Each one of us has a level of belief. And I remember I was saying, why did all these great health teachers end up looking terrible and falling apart and degenerating with all their good health practices on the physical level? I think it was because they had this program. We have all these programs which are this deep level of belief way below what you think you believe. And these are what you really believe. Like, you know they're true, not just intellectually. You experience it moment by moment. That's the level of belief where all the important information is kept that's running our lives. That's the one that the rulers are trying to turn dark, and they've succeeded to a great degree. But light is stronger. If you can become aware of that level of belief, and we're carrying around things like pictures of how we have to age, moving pictures of how we have to feel, how we have to have conflict with other people, how we have to have disappointment, how we have to fail at things. Those are part of our real beliefs. Even if you say, oh, I believe everything's wonderful, God's going to take care of us, everything's perfect. It doesn't matter what you say, it matters what is on that gut level. If it's the same as what you say, it's powerful. But it's almost never the case on the positive level. It may be the case on the negative level. We got to replace the negative limitations that are on that deep gut level. And we'll know when we do. You can't just say, well, I did it. Well, if you did it, when you do it, your world is going to radically change. Your experience of everything will change. It's not going to be unclear. You won't have to tell anybody. It's going to change everything. That's what I see the potential of these clues is. But who's going to listen? Who's going to do it? This takes real work, and it's not like digging a trench. It's not like washing the dishes. It's not like studying for a school test. This is deep level work on yourself. Digging up to find, what are my deep programs now? You got to get quiet inside yourself. That's this symbol of bringing the hands together. All the scattered thoughts and emotions that are flinging all over the place that are controlling our life and our, you know, things that are happening to us now and other people. Take those and bring them all together and still stop. This is what Zen Buddhism, Zen meditation tries to do. I've talked to a lot of those people, never met any that could do it. Because when you really do it, you're not going to just sit there and look spiritual. You're going to have the ability to radiate healing that will transform the world. I mean, really transform it, not just little tiny bits. Really transform it. It becomes contagious. And it will transmit to other people, including ones that have malice for you. It will change how they feel. This is why the higher levels of self-defense, which I really think are important, are not destroying the enemy. They're rescuing the enemy. That's a deeper level. It's very important. Everybody's got the right for physical self-defense. Many governments don't recognize that, but it's true. The American founders knew it. Said it was right after freedom of speech, but physical self-defense is a low level that's important, but you need to get beyond it. Real self-defense is transmuting darkness to light in the other person without any effort. And you don't just do that when you're under attack, although you're under attack now. You start now. You do it now. There's never going to be a better time for anything. Now is the only time that ever existed. You'll notice that as you go through the so-called future, it becomes now. So use it. Don't wait. And how do you use it? Become aware of what you're projecting. And if you're not sure, look around. If you've got conflict in your life, if you've got degeneration in your body, if your face is becoming all lined and your voice is contracted like mine's been, you're projecting that or it wouldn't happen. Take responsibility. That's a great contribution of Ho'oponopono. Take full responsibility yourself. Stop blaming other people for anything. That goes against logic. It's counterintuitive, I know. But it's the truth. If you blame other people, you are weaseling out of your own responsibility, and which is a weird thing to do because you're relinquishing your own power for self-healing and for healing the world. You're a microcosm of the whole creation. So how do you heal the whole creation and your planet? You heal yourself. And how do you heal yourself? You can't do that from the ego. You can do all these great positive physical culture things, and like I've talked about, and exercise, and watch what you eat, and your sleep, your sunlight exposure, all these things. That's important. I've benefited a lot from that, and so have many people. But it's not nearly enough. You have to access this deep level of programming that's controlling and creating your life now, and let it be replaced. So become aware of it. Take responsibility. If you're experiencing something, you say, I'm projecting that. It's really counterintuitive, and your mind programs are going to say, no, no, it's his fault. It's her fault. It's the world. It's not my fault. I'm good. That is disempowering. If you go with that, you give up everything good you can do. So just drop it. Say, I can't change anything that I'm not doing, so let me become aware of what I'm doing. And this is your movie that you live in. They call it the outside world. Who's projecting it? You. I'm projecting it. You're projecting it. Every individual is projecting the entire thing simultaneously. That means any of us that become conscious and remove our intention from the scattered nonsense and put it into healing, unconditional love, not judgment, not justice, unconditional love. As a healer, as the strongest change agent that's ever existed. And not yourself. Unconditional love as the intent. And then you let spirit flow through you to accomplish it. That's where we need to go. And I want you to get there before me, but I'm going to do my best. And if you're willing to do this work, it's easy to lose track and think, well, that's interesting, and then get totally distracted. To really be effective, You can't do this occasionally. It has to replace the work that you're doing unconsciously right now all the time. It has to become the constantly running new theme of your movie. Not in thought, but in actual experience. And you start by just using your imagination, which is a creative tool that's very powerful. You're using imagination now to create hell on earth, and we all are, because we're misled by the program of the rulers. That's what's creating all this stuff, is imagination. It's powerful, not to be underestimated. But it can be used for good, and good is way stronger than any darkness, and the rulers know that. That's what they're afraid of, and that's the one thing that would rescue them from the hell they're heading for. And it's in your hands. Is that important enough to do? What are your priorities? Looks to me like this is it. So, decide where you're going to put this in the value scale. You can do this on your own if you want to. But nobody in history has done it on the level that I'm talking about, or this would be different. I want you to be the one to do it, and I'll do it with you. So when you get ready, if you want to take this seriously, you might want to join us in Planetary Healing Club. Once a week we meet live, interactive, only for the purpose of helping each other accomplish this. Somebody's got to do this, and there's going to be no question when it's done. Nothing to do with claims that this has the power to change the world. And I need your help. No matter what part of the world you're in, if you understand the value and the priority level, and that everything else is transitory and is not getting us everything we need, there's a missing link, and you have access to it. It's your deepest programming. It's subject to change by your decision. It's called free will, but it's never really been free because we haven't understood the situation. Now we're starting to. Becomes a free will decision that you can make anytime. And even if you can't get a hold of the feeling right away, you can use the tool of imagination, and it's going to lead to something bigger. Will you do it with me? Let me know. I read your feedback. Thanks for all the beautiful well-wishing and everything for what I went through. I appreciate it. I appreciate you. I know who you are. Underneath all this junk, you know who you are. Shake the fake level stuff off. You don't need to be this limited being. Take back your power. Other people have said that. I'm talking about on the deepest level. Start doing it now. Don't wait. And then if you want to join with us in the group that are doing it and helping each other, planetaryhealingclub.com. Feedback, good or bad, whatever you think, is always welcome. Comments or richard@lostartsradio.com. I appreciate you. And I thank you for being in the world. I know it's hard. I'm very grateful that you're here. I'm not just saying that. I am very grateful that you're here. I know what you could do. I'm just suggesting that you do it now. Okay. Take it in. Don't lose track. Don't get off. Don't get off focus. This is important. This is for you. Stay in touch, and I'll talk to you soon.